This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
The City of Vancouver's Housing Center was established in 1992. It's responsible for the city's housing programs, policy, and research. The focus has been on the provision of social and rental housing. The Housing Center operates a comprehensive tenant assistance program. The program provides direct tenant relocation advice and assistance to people with disabilities and others who have been displaced by redevelopment. Legal information on tenant and landlord rights and responsibilities is also offered. Judy Graves, a coordinator in Vancouver's Tenant Assistance Program, is a longtime and well-known advocate for people who are homeless. She's in Nanaimo today and joins us in the studio. Welcome to People First Radio, Judy.
Hello, Kevin.
Judy, 24 years ago, back in 1985, you were working 12-hour shifts on the downtown east side of Vancouver, and you started spending time at First United Church. You made a banner for the congregation to use in peace marches and at protests. Tell us about that time.
It was a wonderful time. I was at the church as a young single parent and would drag my daughter down, having her bus into the downtown east side on her own. I think she was about 10 years old. We made the banner. We were having large peace marches in Vancouver at that time. And we also had a transit strike, and the congregation was out supporting the bus drivers in the transit strike, and we needed something to carry to identify ourselves. Mm.
You made that banner and used it in those marches. The church used it. And later, you encountered that banner again.
Oh, it was quite wonderful. I left my home on Robson Street to go to work. I was walking down Robson Street, and it was early in the morning. And I saw someone sleeping on a cement bench at the art gallery. I was quite charmed just by the shape of his body on the cement, because he was completely relaxed and he was sleeping as peacefully as a baby in a bed. So I took my camera out of my purse and I was taking pictures of him. As I walked around, I noticed that he had painted his wheelchair and his boots with bright bubblegum pink paint. And my eye then dropped to the color. I started recognizing colors of the covering that he'd put down underneath himself on the cement bench. I know that fabric. Well, it turned out that he had taken the banner all these years later from the church, goodness knows how, and had used it to make his bed of. And I was enthralled to see this banner making its way into the street to its final resting place.
And an extraordinary occurrence, in the sense that your work with the homeless has certainly continued and expanded over the years.
I'm really dedicated to this work. I don't think that anyone should have to live without a home.
As part of your work, you spend many hours in the middle of the night out and about in downtown Vancouver meeting homeless people. What have you seen?
I've seen people, you know, when I go into the streets in the middle of the night in order to find people, I think, now, if I didn't have a place of my own, where would I find safety? Where would I look in the street for a place for myself? And I go find people sleeping in doorways, certainly, and tucked in behind dumpsters in the back alley. Find people in underground parking garages. And sometimes I'm able to get up the stairwells in the underground parking and find people sleeping there. I find people who are often very ill. You know, certainly sleeping in the streets is not safe. And even in the summer, while it may be warmer, it's dangerous and very hard on people's health. The air they're breathing is at the level of the exhaust coming out of cars. So we see people with asthma, pneumonia, arthritis, bones deteriorating from sleeping on cement. It's hard out there.
Absolute homelessness, relative homelessness, both are states of homelessness. Tell us more about what people are going through in terms of, I guess you might say, a continuum of homelessness.
When things begin to go wrong for a person, usually they are living inside, may lose a job, may find a marriage end, may become ill and have no money with which to sustain themselves anymore. They then have to give up their place, may move into their automobile, may begin to live with friends and relatives and get passed around from person to person to person, never really feeling welcome. Eventually, the car will have its plates no longer insured or will be towed away. May come to the end of the willingness of friends and family to take them in. Usually depression becomes quite deep, the sense of no longer becoming a piece of active society but being cast away by everyone. Person starts living in shelters and then in the street, back and forth, until only the street is a welcoming place.
Judy Graves is a coordinator for the City of Vancouver's Tenant Assistance Program. She's well known as an advocate for people who are homeless. Judy was in Nanaimo on Wednesday and spent time downtown with Wallace Mallet, an outreach worker with Canadian Mental Health Association. A group of 10 nurses was also along for the visit with Wendy, their instructor. The nurses are studying at University of Victoria. I met the group yesterday as they stopped by the CHLY studio just off the China Steps and Lois Lane in Nanaimo's red zone. I asked some of the participants what they had experienced on their visit.
My name is Elizabeth Guest, and I'm here in Nanaimo taking a tour around the city, and I've noticed that there is quite a sense of community here, and even though the weather has been a bit on and off today, I've noticed that people are still welcoming, and it's quite a great experience to be here, so thank you.
Thank you. What's your name and what have you experienced today?
My name is Michelle Porter, and what I've learned today about Nanaimo is that there's quite a few community resources that are in the works of becoming quite functional, and there's a lot of forward-thinking people up here that are really pushing for more resources and more accessible for downtown clientele.
Thank you.
I'm Jessica Grant, and what I experienced today was just how prevalent homelessness is throughout all the communities in BC, and how it's really important that more resources are given to each community, and each community stands up for homelessness and gets rid of it.
Thank you.
My name is Blake, and we've just experienced the different resources available here in Nanaimo for the homeless community.
My name is Perla, and I've just opened my eyes to the needs in downtown Nanaimo area, and looking forward to learning a bit more tonight.
My name's Sarah, and I think the most amazing thing was just meeting the different people in the community, such as Wallace.
My name is Dina. I guess what I've experienced is seeing things from the other side. As a nursing student, we're always on one side of the nursing desk. Wallace has given us an excellent example of from the client's perspective.
I'm Leah, and I've experienced seeing things through a different lens, like through the eyes of the homeless people and the resources they have access to.
My name is Jen, and I've seen that there's lots of resources around Nanaimo for the homeless people. It's really good.
My name is Wendy. And I did this because although I am an educator of healthcare professionals, I've come to learn that the real experts are not the health professionals themselves, but people like Wallace and Judy, who are actually on the ground working. And so I want future health professionals in the province to be able to learn from the experts.
We met very few because it is a check issue day for recipients of income assistance and the weather. So the people that would usually be in the out on the streets were not there today, but we still got to contact a few of them and got to see a lot of the environment in which a lot of these people exist in on a daily basis. Right? It's good to see the people that are coming up in the helping profession getting a little insight into what happens in communities. And they taught me to be a lot mellower than I usually am. No, it's been phenomenal, and it's been a privilege to do so, and also to meet Judy Graves. I hope to follow closely in her footsteps in some ways, right? So,
Yeah. Wallace Millay, an outreach worker with Canadian Mental Health Association, closed out that series of comments from a group of participants in a walkabout through Nanaimo's downtown. Judy Graves, a tenant assistant coordinator for the City of Vancouver and an advocate working on behalf of people who are homeless, is with us in the studio today. Judy, you arrived on Wednesday and began your visit to Nanaimo by stopping by at the luncheon at the Salvation Army's New Hope Center. And then Wallace Millay showed you around some of the city's downtown. What did you see?
It was very interesting. I was actually glad that there were not a lot of people on the street, because when you're going with a tour of 12 or 15 people, you don't really want to be making people feel as if they're in a zoo, you know? So it was good to be able to see the resources, to hear about the resources, to walk the area, to feel the hilliness, which can be really hard on people who are very ill, people who have hepatitis, people who have all of the disabilities that manifest in homelessness. Mm-hmm. We saw some of the housing and the sadness there with the slowness of getting renovation. Mm-hmm. And while people were grateful, so grateful to now be housed so that they're safe during the night, at the same time, there was no food programming and no means of cooking in the housing. So they were hungry and trying to figure out which day of the week it was and whether there was going to be food that day. It seems really sad and frustrating to me that people who would otherwise be a real asset to our community, and we need to remember that mental illness not only can happen to anyone, but does happen to anyone, that some of our very valuable members of our society are losing time, losing health, losing their bodies even, to surviving the poverty that comes with mental illness. I would really like to see health resources put to addressing those very basic needs of housing, food, community.
You knew the 47-year-old homeless woman called Tracy, who burned to death in her makeshift shelter during a minus 10 degree Vancouver night this past winter. Now, it was reported that Tracy didn't want to come into a shelter, and you spoke about this dynamic, I believe, in a 2006 interview with the Globe and Mail. You said that the statement, "I have chosen to live outside," is a form of grappling for dignity. Tell us more about that.
You know, no one who really has choices chooses to live outside. We just don't. You and I can function because we live inside, because we know where our fridge is, where our food is, where our bathroom is, that we can get ready to go to work in an hour in the morning. That safety, the being able to protect what we own, the thing of being able to establish routines is what makes us fully human. So we make sure that we can live inside. When somebody says they choose to stay outside, you'd never listen to the surface on that one. What are they actually choosing? Tracy was choosing to retain ownership of a few possessions. She had a sleeping bag, a blanket, a little bit of clothing, a little bit of food, which she carried in a shopping cart because she was a very tiny woman. She was not a big, strong person. If she had gone to a shelter for that night, she would have had to give up her shopping cart, which would have meant losing everything she owned. And so she made the choice to stay in the street as she had a thousand other nights. Mm-hmm. She chose to warm herself with a candle as she had a thousand other nights. And unfortunately, the wind was blowing. The candle flame caught her tarpaulin and incinerated her. I carry a picture of the scorch mark on the mall where she died to remind myself to, no matter what happens, to keep going, keep advocating, keep making sure that as many people as possible can live inside and be safe. Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the progress that's been made in dealing with the homelessness crisis in the last few months, or the last year or two particularly, as it seems to have been very much, I believe, raised in the awareness of the general public.
You know, it has been amazing. I think most people in Vancouver and perhaps most people in British Columbia can now articulate the fact that the cause of homelessness is a lack of housing. Mm. And that in order to end our homeless population in the streets, what we need to do is build housing so that we, in fact, have enough housing that everybody can live inside. Mm-hmm. We achieved that. It brought political influence. We've been in Vancouver, certainly. We've elected a mayor who said he would end homelessness in 6 years. We saw some very forthright action by our housing minister. And we saw philanthropy building. And I thought, wonderful, you know, I'm turning 60. I will be able to retire in a few years. And this will all unfold without me, and I can have a satisfying old age knowing that people are living inside. Unfortunately, this fall, the economic crash happened. Yes. And so just as we've built the political will, it seems to be melting and disappearing. Mm-hmm. In Vancouver, at Christmas time, just after Tracy died, we opened 5 shelters. They house 450 absolutely homeless people every night, providing them with 2 meals of big meals, hot yes. food, good food, sandwiches if they're working to take to work with them during the day. It's been wonderfully successful watching people coming to health, beginning to build mental health programs that are going into the shelters. And suddenly, we may lose the funding.
Yeah.
We may lose the promised steps forward. So today is a hard day for me as I get used to the idea of having to start over again.
Yes. We only have a moment left, Judy. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our discussion today.
I think something that we need to be talking about all across our country is the issue of NIMBY, people saying, not in my backyard, mm-hmm. people refusing to house their neighbors, mm-hmm. essentially. Mm-hmm. And one of the most hopeful possibilities that I've heard of is a group in Toronto who plan to challenge NIMBY mm-hmm. as a human rights issue, and that we have no right to be biased against people living inside because of their low income or because of their health issues, that everybody, every human being on earth needs a home.
Thank you, Judy, for taking the time to join us today. I really appreciate you taking time out of your scheduled visit here in Nanaimo to join us in the studio. And best wishes in your continuing work.
Thank you, Kevin. It's been wonderful to see what people are doing towards solutions in Nanaimo.
Judy Graves is a coordinator for the City of Vancouver's Tenant Assistance Program. She's a well-known advocate who works on behalf of people who are homeless. Judy received an honorary degree from the University of British Columbia in May 2009 for her work on behalf of the homeless. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.